Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
4958.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Jack Mancini and Adam Sonhalter. They're business coaches and partners at Maximum Value Partners, LLC, out of the Cleveland, Ohio, beautiful part of the world. Jack and Adam, thanks again for being here. Welcome back. And Jack, tell us a little bit about Maximum Value Partners.
Well, we're a business coaching company, and our target clients are small businesses, and we define that as from 1 to 25 employees. And it could be any industry. We've seen them all in our 15 years of coaching. What we do, we like to say we train, mentor, and inspire owners of small businesses to really to grow and achieve things that they otherwise would never be able to do themselves. They don't even believe they can do some of the stuff we've got our clients to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing we like to drive is that, you know, if you stick with us, and most of our clients have been with us for years, we're going to achieve growing sustainable profits. That's what it's all about.
Well, that's the key
to do, is make profit.
That's the key, isn't it, Adam? Because that's especially when it comes time to transition your business over to someone else, to someone who'd buy the business or to your kids. And by the way, Adam, tag on to Jack and give us your website, please.
You bet. It's MaximumVP.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Yeah. You guys work across the country, right, not just in Cleveland?
We do. Yeah. We do. We have clients across the country that we meet with virtually either every week or every mm-hmm. couple weeks, and we do it by phone and all that kind of fun stuff as well.
So Jack, the profits you talked about, those are the key. You got to drive profits. If you're going to sell your business, whether to an employee or to a child, a relative, you got to maximize those profits when you want to make that transition.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what we're here for, and that's to make profits, ultimately cash flow.
Right.
How do you
help your people get ready for that when they're transitioning the ownership?
We like to for kids buying from parents, let's say, we want the parents, because generally they're going to take back some paper here. They're going to finance part of the deal more
right.
often than not. So they have to have the confidence that Junior, who's going to take over the company, has the ability to run it. So we go through a process, which we call 7 keys to success. And at the end of those 7 keys, the presenting by Junior to the key staff or the parents is going to really ice the cake, basically. They're either going to be able to present that they're ready to take over the company or they aren't. And if they can do that, it's a smooth transition. If they can't do that, why in the world would I want to finance and turn my company over to Junior?
Right.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen well, if it does happen at all. So he can prove himself out, he being Junior, by going through these 7 keys and presenting the company, presenting a plan, especially a profit plan. And here's where I'm taking this company over the next whatever. And I can do it with confidence because I know my product, I know my markets, and I know how to administer a business. And so often, you know, owners of companies don't do things like that, and that's
right.
where there's trouble,
right.
always trouble.
Adam, when you're transitioning to, how do you decide whether you're going to transition to a family member or outside, an outside buyer? Do you do it when you're going to sell it? And you have prospects inside the company. Do you give them a first shot, or are you to go where the money is?
I think typically what people will do is give the person internally the first shot. You know, one of the secrets of small business, I mean, we actually have a show we call The Dirty Secrets of Small Business, is that when people look to sell a small company, they aren't necessarily trying to maximize the dollars in terms of the selling price first. a big part is they want to make sure that the company goes on to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
So as opposed to, you know, a big public company who's trying to maximize shareholder value and sell for top price, for a small private company, typically that, you know, they want to get a fair value, Jim, but they don't necessarily want to kind of maximize that as being the end-all, be-all. They want to make sure that the right buyer gets it. And usually the kids are the first place that somebody goes. If there aren't any kids in the business, then they'll have somebody else internally, typically, is where they tend to go.
But isn't one of the great consternations for so many small business owners is realizing that even if their kids are capable, if the business has gotten to a certain level, the kids can't afford to buy the business. I mean, those are decisions that have to be made. Can my child actually, you know, can I actually afford to let my child have the business? What do you think?
Yeah. It comes back to the point you mentioned earlier in terms of having profits. If you've got profits, there's a lot of things can happen in terms of being able to finance the deal. And it depends on what kind of flexibility they have. If the current owner owns everything kind of free and clear, as Jack was alluding to before, the parents can kind of play the bank to a certain extent.
Right, right.
And the likelihood of them wanting to play the bank usually are pretty higher for a kid. We have a client that was not the kid, but had worked at a place for 17 years, so it was almost like being one of the kids. And this owner was able to finance the whole thing for him. And, you know the deal was in favor of the owner from that standpoint, but he had kind of made quite a bit of money during the course of owning the company.
Right.
So, you know, if things didn't work out as well, you know, he was okay. It gave him the ability to kind of have that flexibility and turn it over to the person he felt very good about.
Hey, Jack, Adam, good job today. Good report. Come back soon.
It's always a pleasure, Jim.
Give us that website again, please.
You bet. It's MaximumVP.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Adam and Jack, do we have...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.